Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching is entitled, A Bit of Fish.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. The disciples told what had happened on the road and how Jesus had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and blood, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord. It's really only Luke of the four evangelists that stresses the physicality of the risen Jesus, not just with the invitation to the disciples to touch him, but with the sharing of food. No ghost has ever asked to eat a piece of broiled fish. John says that Jesus invited the disciples to come and have breakfast, but in Luke, Jesus asks for something to eat himself. So clearly we're being told that this is literal resurrection. It's not a vision, it's not a dream, and it's not the result of wishful thinking. So the first thing we can learn from this passage, that the first astonishing lesson is that the risen Jesus was solid. He wasn't strange and elusive like the phantoms in literature. I don't know, the ghost of Hamlet's father, or the spirits that haunt Scrooge in Dickens's Christmas Carol, or the apparitions in that terrifying story by Henry James, The Turn of the Screw. No, the resurrection It's astonishingly ordinary in some respects. And the second lesson is one that I think most people have had trouble with from time to time, namely that repentance and the forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in Jesus' name to all nations. Well, for a start, one of the most widespread problems, unless I'm much mistaken, a sort of default mode of human beings, is that we have trouble really believing in the forgiveness of sins. Honestly now, how many of us drag around a load of guilt even after we've been absolved in the sacrament of reconciliation? please don't tell me I'm alone in this particular difficulty. It's true, I grew up as a Protestant, and they say Protestants are particularly good at guilt. But honestly, have you never had a sort of reluctance to believe that you've been forgiven? And even more often, how many of us struggle to believe in other people's repentance and of the forgiveness of their sins? At the end of Graham Greene's novel, Brighton Rock, an elderly priest says, "You can't conceive, nor can I or anyone, the appalling strangeness of the mercy of God." Exactly. Look, this is the most joyful week of the church's year. And this year we're being asked to open our hearts to that joy in the midst of the fear and suffering and sadness that the pandemic has brought. But here, in this gospel passage, here is the key to the courage and the love and the faith that can carry us through to the blazing light of God's mercy. A piece of broiled fish and a promise of forgiveness.